The torture for Matthew Leveson's family isn't over yet. The inquest into Matthew's disappearance has been postponed for another 5 months, and it won't restart until around August. So that means another 5 months until Matthew's family can maybe get any answers or see any justice done. Matthew was last seen 3,454 days ago. I break it down in days just to put yourself into a position where you can imagine the kind of torment his parents are going through. 3,454 days since they've seen their boy. The inquest started 407 days ago, so it's been a long time to wait. He was last seen in September 2007 after leaving a Darlinghurst nightclub with his former boyfriend Michael Atkins. And when police found Matthew's car, they discovered a receipt from a hardware store with Michael Atkins' fingerprints on it, and CCTV from the hardware store showed Michael Atkins buying a Matic and gaffer tape. And this was around the same time that young Matthew Leveson went missing. Atkins was found not guilty of Matthew's murder and manslaughter back in 2009. He's always declared his innocence. But then, late last year, during the inquest into Matthew's disappearance, Atkins struck a two-part deal for immunity from conviction. The conditions of that deal rest entirely on Atkins being able to take police to Matthew's body. He led police to a possible burial site for Matthew in the Royal National Park, but sadly police found nothing, and after a number of weeks the search was called off. Yesterday the inquest briefly resumed at the State Coroner's Court, but it won't be back on until August. And when it resumes, it's possible charges could be laid against Atkins for violating the conditions of his immunity deal because he failed to lead police to Matthew's body. Atkins may not have to give more evidence at the inquiry. Legal counsel representing the New South Wales Police Commissioner say Atkins may not be compelled to give more evidence. Now, I've said this many times, Michael Atkins has some serious questions to answer. It's plain and simple. The allegation is that this guy has got away with murder. It's an allegation he denies. But he did lead police to the Royal National Park to try and find the body of Matthew, so clearly he knows something. But while Michael Atkins is beating the justice system for now, the community is turning on him. He's been banned from his favourite nightclub in Brisbane, barred from his gym, and rejected by his latest boyfriend. The 53-year-old electrician can no longer go to his favourite club in Brisbane after they found out who he was. Members of the LGBTI community are also running a petition against him to get him banned from gay clubs around the country. And after being photographed working out at a certain gym in Brisbane, members grew angry and the gym has since cancelled his membership. It's also reported a recent boyfriend ended a relationship with him after the boyfriend's parents Googled the name Michael Atkins. So the community's turning on Michael Atkins because the evidence against him is hard to ignore. This bloke has been a suspect from the start, and after denying any involvement for 9 years, he suddenly signs a deal for immunity and leads police to a possible burial site. It doesn't add up, and the community isn't buying it. And you've just got to feel. I mean, I do every time I see another update on this coming out of the courts, just really feel for the parents of Matthew Leveson who've been waiting and waiting and wanting answers and still don't know where their boy is buried.